Travelitch Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with the beautiful and talented co-host, Anita Stokes-Thomas. Every week at this time, we bring you inside the world of travel, from hotels and tours to cruise ships, planes, trains, and things you can eat or read on your trip. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the show later on Facebook, blogtalkradio.com, or my website, danschlossberg.net. Tonight, in the 340th episode of Travelitch Radio, our special guest is Vince Wilson, Ghostbuster at the Lord Baltimore Hotel. Welcome, Vince, to Travelitch Radio.
Thank you very much for having me there. I actually don't bus ghosts because that'd be bad for business.
We're going to find out more about that in a second. First of all, Vince, what is your official title? I called you a Ghostbuster because of your email addresses that are VinceWilsonMagic.com and GhostTech.com. I know you're in charge of Poe's Magic Theater, named for Baltimore native Edgar Allan Poe, and you also put together regular ghost hunts that originate at the hotel.
That's right. I do a lot of ghost tours. So just be clear, because you will get the Poe scholars on you. Poe is a native of Boston, technically, and spent some time in Richmond and some other cities. But he passed away in Baltimore. So he's ours now. He's buried in Baltimore City at the Westminster Burying Grounds as of October 7th, 1849. So the anniversary of his death day is coming up in a week or so.
So tell us a little about, hi Vince, it's Anita here. Tell us a little bit about Poe's Magic Theater and also the comedy series that's supposed to start this fall.
That's right. We have Poe's Magic Theater is at the Lord Baltimore Hotel. It's an auditorium that hosts magic shows on the first and second weekend of every month. That's those Saturdays. And starting in November, the second and fourth weekends of the month will host the Poe's Comedy Cabaret at the same venue. And it's just you still can get all the information from PoeSmagic.com. And through the PoeSmagic.com website and the Poe's Magic Theater, we also host other entertainment at the Lord Baltimore Hotel. We have Murder Mysteries coming up, a Death of Poe Murder Mystery Weekend in November, and, of course, the ghost tours, which is tying in, and this is why they asked me to kind of promote and help with the world's biggest ghost hunt this Saturday at the Lord Baltimore Hotel, which we're very excited to have and be hosting again this year.
Well, Vince, you've alluded to Saturday, September 28th, National Ghost Hunting Day. What makes that so special at the Lord Baltimore Hotel and in the country in general?
Well, the Lord Baltimore Hotel has a reputation for being extremely haunted. However, that's not really what makes us special. What really makes us special is that it's sponsored by Back on Your Feet, an organization that is supporting getting homeless people, as the name implies, back on their feet. It's all the proceeds, every dime goes to Back on Your Feet to help the homeless. It's only $40 a ticket. It's this weekend. That makes it truly special. It's a charitable cause. You're helping other people. You get to, if you're a fan of the ghost hunting shows or anything paranormal and supernatural, you're going to love being at the Lord of Baltimore. It's an elegant, historic hotel built in 1928, and a lot of stories of ghosts and hauntings. The people have experienced a phantom girl on the 19th floor named Molly, who bounces a rubber ball up against the doors. People have told stories of apparitions in the ballroom. They'll see a crack through the two doors and of a couple dancing in there. When they swing the doors open, the couple disappears. There's also another ghost girl named Lord, and the phantoms that apparently haunt a speakeasy, which will be investigated in the Versailles room on the first floor. So there's all sorts of hauntings. Of course, it is a busy hotel. You never know. Is that gentleman at the end of the bar, is that someone having a drink? Who was born the same? Who was born within the same few decades that you were, or maybe a little bit further back in the past? Sometimes people don't notice hauntings.
Okay, we're talking with Vince Wilson of the Lord Baltimore Hotel. Anita?
That sounds so scary, but also so exciting. So how long have you been doing ghost hunts? And what, if I may ask now, if I may ask this, what makes you qualified to be this ghost hunter?
Well, I've been doing paranormal stuff since 1928. That's when the hotel was built, since 1998. Sorry, too many ones, nines, and eights in there. Since 1998. But I'm also a parapsychologist. Now, I don't promote that as much as I used to because it's not much of a career. But I've written 5 books in the paranormal, including a book on haunted Baltimore. And so I have a lot of experience in investigating the paranormal. I've also been on the Discovery Channel, Destination America, National Geographic as a contributor, and I'll be premiering on a new show briefly on called The Holzer Files this October on the Travel Channel. You'll get to see me investigate the constellation in Baltimore's Inner Harbor on Halloween night, is what I understand it's premiering.
That sounds great.
Sounds really interesting. Now, you've mentioned how spooky and haunted the Lord Baltimore is, and you also mentioned a couple of rooms that are haunted. But what about guest rooms? Are there guest rooms that are haunted so that people, if they want to have that experience, can ask for a specific room?
Well, there is a story involving the most haunted room in the hotel, but I hesitate to give that information off over a podcast because I don't want to get them inundated with requests for a singular room at the hotel. But there is, we'll tell you, although the most haunted floor is said to be the 19th floor because of suicides, unfortunately. It has a balcony you can leap off of. And remember, the hotel was finished construction. It opened up 1 year before the stock market crash of 1929. So the Great Depression was aptly named. People couldn't take the hopelessness of the apparent hopelessness of the situation. And a lot of people ended their lives at the Lord Baltimore Hotel. And that's where many of these hauntings come from, at least according to the stories. Now, the most haunted room on the hotel is apparently on the 16th floor. And if you want to know the exact room number, you'll just have to come on one of the ghost tours.
Well, I imagine that there are people that want the room and there are people that want to avoid the room, right?
That's right. Well, I will tell you this, that none of the rooms are, none of the hauntings in the rooms or the hotel itself are really scary. They're just basic hauntings. There's nothing dangerous, no glowing red eyes or spooks jumping out at you from closets and things like that. It's just, the occasional apparition. You may have some of the rooms, actually, there have been reports of your clothes being folded and put away. So that's not so bad.
That's great. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the hotel. Is it located near the Inner Harbor or Camden Yards, for example? And how big is it?
Yes.
I hear you have almost 450 rooms.
Oh, my gosh, yes. It used to have over 700 rooms, but they consolidated some of those rooms. I'm not sure how big those older rooms were, but I imagine they were probably pretty small, economy rooms. But it's 450 rooms now. Next weekend it'll have over 1,000 people in that single hotel. But I got to tell you, I've been there lots of times, and they're able to handle those crowds like pros. It's one of the – I'm not just saying because I work there – and not as an official employee, but doing the ghost tours and Poe's Magic Theater. And I will say that, it's just amazing how they're able to handle those numbers and handle them professionally and wonderfully. The food's great at the restaurant. Before you do one of the tours, make sure you stop by the LB Tavern or the 19th floor Sky Bar. Maybe you'll see a specter up there as you're having a drink and the barbecue up there on the deck. And so you get a view of the city and everything from that view. And it looks beautiful as the sun sets, I got to tell you. But
there's a new look, Vince, at the old hotel, especially now the hotel has brought in more than 2,500 original works of art for both public places and guest rooms. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, yes. The owners of the hotel that took over a few years ago are amazing art lovers. You know, they have art. You know, viewings there on a regular basis. Painters contribute to it. There's paintings all over the hotel, and photography. They're not just biased toward oil paintings and the like, but there's, you know, a few sculptures here and there. And I invite anyone who visits the hotel, do an art tour. Just walk around. Most of the paintings and photography has information about the artists who contributed to it. So if you're a lover of art, and I have. That's what I went to college for. So I can tell you that I am also a lover of art. If you love art, you'll love walking around the Lord Baltimore Hotel. And, of course, it's within walking distance of most of the art museums in downtown Baltimore. There's a hop, skip, and jump away from Oriole Park Academy Yards, less than a mile, even closer still to the Inner Harbor. So you can eat at the hotel if you want to, and we highly encourage you to do that, you know, at least a couple of nights. But if you want to try something different, international food is in walking distance of the Lord Baltimore Hotel pretty much in any direction. You go two blocks in any direction, you're going to get Indian food. There's a wonderful Himalayan restaurant about three blocks away. it's the heart and soul of Baltimore right there at the Lord Baltimore. You can't escape the culture and the elegance of the hotel. It's sometimes a little overwhelming, but it's wonderful.
We're talking with Vince Wilson of the Lord Baltimore Hotel. Now, Vince, does the artwork emphasize Baltimore's history and most famous personalities like Edgar Allan Poe?
Yes, there is. There is some references to people who have stayed at the Lord Baltimore Hotel. You can see famous athletes in history there. I remember there's a collage of photographs representing a Baltimore celebrity who she made well on her own. You know, she moved out of Baltimore and she did pretty good. You might recognize her name, Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
That's right. But she got her start in TV, and it's a local TV station in Baltimore before moving to Chicago and becoming hugely successful. But there's a lot of Amelia Earhart stayed at the Lord Baltimore. Harry Houdini once stayed there. There's lots of historic figures, celebrities, presidents who have been a part of it. And there's, if you walk around the hotel enough, you will find collages of photographs in the elevators. There's a historical timeline you can read while you're waiting to go up to your room about all the things that have happened there and the people who have been guests there.
Okay, I've got to interrupt you here at this point. We are having a technical issue because the British lady said 90 seconds. She shouldn't have said that. We're going to go on past that. So just don't worry about what she says. We'll keep on going, okay?
I didn't even hear it. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So go ahead, Anita.
Okay. I think you're up next, Dan.
Okay. Well, the Rubel Family Collection in Miami is known as one of the top contemporary art museums in the world, but also for finding emerging new artists. Is some of that philosophy apparent in the art that has been brought into the Lord Baltimore?
I would say so. I mean, the interesting thing about a lot of the art, in fact, some of the art in the main lobby, is that the artist who made most of it is still alive. So, you know, they say that you're not truly a famous artist until you die and there's value added to your art. But that's no longer true. And the Lord Baltimore Hotel is certainly big on contributing to, local talent and artists, and it's no exception here. They recently had an art exhibit. And I'm trying to remember the name of the artist who was there. They recently had an art exhibit and a demonstration of the artist who contributed to many of the paintings in the main lobby. He does a lot of oil paintings, And I'm sure if you give me just a moment, I'll look that up real quick. But I should have had that information available. But yeah, it was. Yes, you'll definitely see a lot of that. You know, at the Lord Baltimore, young, old, and you know, the not just paintings and sculptures, but also photography as well.
Are regular rotating art exhibits planned within the hotel?
Yes, there are. You know, they'll regularly give you know, give up space. You know, at the Michael Brulee is his name. Okay, there we go. Michael Brulee recently did a an art exhibit there this summer, and many of his paintings and pieces of art are found throughout the hotel. But yes, they regularly rotate out. They regularly have exhibits at the hotel, you know, and showings for famous artists and local artists to Baltimore and the state of Maryland and the region as well.
Okay. I want to tell our listeners, you're listening to Travel Itch Radio with Dan Schlossberg and Anita Stokes-Thomas. Find the archive show on blogtalkradio.com or check out Travel Itch Radio on Facebook. We're also on iTunes. Anita?
Now, the hotel is a member of the Historic Hotels of America, which means it must be at least 50 years old and meet certain standards of excellence. So, first of all, congratulations on that. But so, Vince, that's quite a recognition there. But share with us when the hotel was built and when and how it was modernized.
Well, the Lord Baltimore Hotel was built in 1928. It was modernized. It's, well, continuously modernized on a regular basis. I could not say that it just in 1 year they you know, just did a whole big remodeling project and everything was finished and up to standards at that moment. But it continues to this day to be modernized. Additionally, they have huge remodeling plans for the hotel. The hotel was designed by architect William Lee Stoddard, and opened on December 30th, 1928 specifically. It is 22 stories high and is designed the French Renaissance style. It was in the 1990s, it was managed by the Radisson company, Radisson Hotels, but in the it was sold to the Rubel Hotels of Miami, Florida in 2013, and they're currently the owners, and they are big art collectors, as we established earlier. The hotel has all modern amenities inside of it. It's you know, Wi-Fi throughout the entire hotel. I've never encountered a weak signal there, and that's important for the you know, for someone who has to contribute a lot of supposedly ghost pictures to social media. A lot of people go in there. They sit at the LB Tavern. They have a drink and some food in the lobby there, or down at the bakery. And by the way, just to brag about that again, the bakery on the lower level is all the food is desserts you'll see. It's impossible to describe these elegant, wonderful, decorated desserts. And I've told them repeatedly, please cover those desserts before I come in. If you know I'm coming, just put a blanket over it or something so I can't see them. Because I eat that carrot cake thing they have in there every single time I visit. And it's going to make me fatter than I already am if I'm not careful. all the baked goods there in that bakery are made in-house in the hotel. It's just amazing. You would look at it, you would think, where can you be making this at? But it's downstairs. It's just an amazing place, and it's very modern. There's, you know, high definition TVs in every room. They keep up with the latest technologies. There's you know, power plugs everywhere for your laptop and your cell phones, which is very important to a lot of people. Valet parking, which is very fast, able to accommodate the entire hotel, at least most of it, and pretty affordable too. As far as other technology is concerned, they have, you know, projections, audio in every single room for conferences, events, and meetings. So it is a technologically advanced hotel, and they're continuously improving things. So this year alone, they've spent I can't even give you a number, to be honest with you, but I can. It's got to be astronomical on improving it even more. Not that it really needed it, but they're just adding more and more all the time. The Baltimore, the Poe's Magic Theater itself is being remodeled at some point between October and November. I can't give you an exact date. They're not sure yet. They're trying to stay in the schedule. But it'll have all sorts of high-tech, modern advancements implemented into an all-new audio and video systems to bring it up to past what you expect at a lot of other hotels, to be honest with you. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, it's all very exciting. And the Lord Baltimore sounds like a very, very special and unique hotel. So share with us some of the different awards and major awards that you all have won.
Well, it's an honor to be added to the National Register of Haunted Historic Places in 1982. Now, specifically toward me, it regularly makes it into listings for the top 10 most haunted places in the United States. As a person who hosts the ghost tours there, it is very important for me to be aware of that, and it's made it into a few recent books on haunted locations in America. The Lord of Baltimore Hotel has won several awards for architecture. It recently made it a top 10 list for the top rooftop restaurants in Baltimore City with the Sky Bar on the 19th floor I told you about earlier. So that was a wonderful accomplishment for them to reach for that. And it's regularly appears on and it's recognized from different organizations. And I'm trying to remember a date on one. Recently, it made it for the Maryland LGBT Champions Awards for its support of LGBT, events and, through the Maryland LGBT Chamber of Commerce in 2019, actually April of 2019 this year. So it regularly reaches many accomplishments in that regard.
Well, congratulations on all of that. Now, we're talking with Vince Wilson of the Lord Baltimore Hotel.
Mm-hmm. And the Lord Baltimore has great places to relax, including the LB Tavern, a communal pub just off the lobby. We've already talked about the Sky Bar with its great city views. Could you talk about the culinary experience just a little bit?
Sure. They have a menu that has some of the best items on it. My personal favorite on that is the fish and chips. Now, that sounds standard, I know. Like, you can go to a dozen hotels and restaurants and get fish and chips. But I've been to England, and I've had real fish and chips, and this is the closest I've experienced recently to that level. It's beer-battered cod, comes in a little metal fryer basket wrapped in, not actual newspaper. It's not going to be any ink on your fish and chips, but a newspaper sort of wax paper. It says like the London Times on it, for example. So it's a real experience. I encourage, of course, you to get the malt vinegar on it and avoid the tartar sauce, but that's just my opinion. And they have another favorite I've had, which is a real delicacy there, is the macaroni and cheese, which has four different types of cheese in it, including Gouda, mozzarella, cheddar cheese, and I don't remember what the fourth one is on top of my head, but they can, for a few dollars extra, you can have it mixed with lump crab meat from the Chesapeake Bay, mix it in with that, and it's absolutely wonderful. And, of course, they have some of the best crab cakes in downtown Baltimore there. It's a Baltimore, Maryland standard to have crab cakes at your venue if you have a restaurant at your venue. So the crab cakes are magnificent. I highly recommend those as well. They have standard fare like sandwiches. They have a great Reuben sandwich I've had in the past. And apparently the LB Tavern's going through some upgrades in itself. It's going to have a renovation of its own, which is supposed to premiere November going into December. So really looking forward to that. I can't wait to see what they have on the menu and what kind of surprises they have for the changes to the restaurant. But the LB Tavern is definitely a place to stop at. And if you want to go, if you're doing a breakfast also, they have a breakfast buffet, not all the time, but if you miss a breakfast buffet, you can order from the menu in the bakery or at the tavern when it's open. They have omelets and egg sandwiches. Everything is top of the line. Yeah, so, sorry,
okay,
I'm
just
a big food
fan. Just
food
3 minutes to go, Vince, so we're going to try to get everything in here. Anita?
Gotcha.
Yeah, I just want to ask just real quickly, is the breakfast included?
Sometimes with certain conferences and events, breakfast will be included in a buffet. Otherwise, the buffet, when it's about $10 or $11, not that bad. The made-to-order stuff is not included.
Okay. True or false, Vince, the word Baltimore is pet-friendly. I have a 14-pound terrier mix who is a great traveler and probably better behaved than the most human guests.
That is true. It is completely pet-friendly. You know, that's amazing. I've seen people with cats and dogs in that hotel. It's 100% pet-friendly. You can bring your pet. I'm not sure about, like, pythons, but, yeah, dogs and cats, sure.
Well, I love taking the train or plane instead of the car, and since Baltimore has great Amtrak service, do you find a lot of your guests come by train?
Yes, as a matter of fact, the light rail, dropped off at the airport if you take a plane, and take the light rail right into the Inner Harbor, less than 2 blocks away from the Lord Baltimore Hotel. The MART train also delivers very closely, and you can always transition to the light rail if you want to keep that rail experience going all the way to the hotel.
Okay, Nita?
And you've already, yeah, I was just going to say, you've already mentioned parking, so people can also drive.
That's right, yep. There's valet parking right there. There's garages all over the place. And there's even some street parking nearby if you really want to, go for the cheap. But, yeah, you can get either of those. All those services are available. There's even some street parking within walking distance of the hotel.
We're talking with Vince Wilson of the Lord Baltimore Hotel.
Okay, since we're running out of time, I just want to ask you, Vince, is there anything that we haven't asked you'd like to add?
Well, I just want to say you can get tickets to the world's largest ghost hunt at postmagic.com. There's a link right there on the main page or under the ticket option. Tickets are only $40. There's only a few left. I just talked to the hotel this morning. They're saying there's less than 15 tickets left. So please go there, buy tickets soon. Do not wait till last minute. You might miss your opportunity to take place in the world's largest ghost hunt. Hundreds of locations, dozens of locations around, almost hundreds of locations around the world are participating in this investigation of the paranormal, different venues all over the place. At Lord Baltimore Hotel, starts at 8 o'clock this Saturday. There's going to be a live stream at 11:30 in the Calvert Room, the ballroom upstairs. And they're going to be using ghost hunting gadgetry and gizmos in order to try to solve the mystery of the hauntings at Lord Baltimore Hotel. Go to posemagic.com. All the social media at posemagic, all the social media, Lord Baltimore Hotel, and you can find links to get tickets there.
Okay, and our special guest tonight has been Vince Wilson of the Lord Baltimore Hotel, a great place. I recommend it in Halloween, October, or any time of the year. Thank you, Vince, for joining Travel Edge Radio.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. And that's it for this edition of Travel Edge Radio. Next week, we're going to continue on the Halloween theme. We'll be talking with Bill Ott of the 1886 Crescent Hotel in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. Watch the Travel Edge Radio Facebook page for announcements. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg, along with Anita Stokes-Thomas, saying thank you for your time. This time, until next time, good night.